You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Mysterious Case of Split Valley is sponsored by Caldwell Cosmetics. What's better than high-quality makeup and skincare at an affordable price? Buying it from someone you know and trust. Caldwell representatives are your neighbors, your sisters, your aunts, your friends. They're every woman, and so are you. Visit our website to be connected to your local representative and mention Split Valley for 10% off your purchase. Caldwell Cosmetics. You might not recognize yourself.
Where are we going? If you don't mind me asking.
Farther. Not a lot, but not a little.
It's only 3 p.m., but the light is already fading. Maybe we're just going further into the forest, the trees getting more dense overhead.
It's just a little further. Hey, where are you from?
New York, the city.
Before that.
Why does there have to be a before?
Because I have eyes.
I'm not like Clarice Starling. This is a Patagonia coat.
I was born in Wisconsin. Racine.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. There's also a Cleveland, Tennessee, but no one ever assumes I mean that one, but I always clarify.
So you're from Cleveland.
Did you hear that?
Yes. We're getting closer.
Yeah, my mom, she always was a really good mom. I have friends with bad moms, so I know she was really, really great, actually. She and Cassie had a lot of fights, but she always protected us. It's weird to, like, talk about her in the past tense, because actually she might be totally fine. I think she is, actually. I think I'd know. But my dad just said she, like, I think she just, like, wanted a better life. I think she was always trying to do stuff that made her life better. And our life better. But it's hard to make 3-4 people's lives better. So she thought she'd just concentrate on her own. But I always answer the phone. That's why I answered, even though you came up, like, you know, unknown, and that's usually scammers. She could call. She's going to call, I think. And I can tell her all the cool stuff I'm up to.
Let's go find Laura.
Who's Laura?
You're not here to see Laura?
No, I am. I wanted to hear how you'd describe her. I don't really know what to expect.
Laura. Laura saved my life. She saved everyone's life. Everyone you see here.
I see a lot of women. I see women washing clothing in a small stream. I see a wood chipper with the Two Trees logo rusty, used for hanging, washing. I see women in tents braiding each other's hair, reading.
Who are
I
you
see...
talking to?
Myself.
Does that help you?
In what way?
Does it make you feel safe?
I guess it does. Yes, actually. It does.
Then I'm sorry. I don't ever want to make another woman feel unsafe. Just a little ways longer. I thought she might be here for the singing circle, but sometimes she goes farther into the woods. To think. Meditate.
So this is... Ooh. What is this?
It's a place where you won't have to be afraid anymore.
Episode 4 of Split Valley features Paul Guy at his soothing male voice, Kylie McQuail as Melanie, Michelle Beck as Steph, Owen Smith, Emily Batsford, Monica Lurch, and Sarah Jane Munford as the woman's chorus. Written by Caroline V. McGraw, sound designed by James Hinson, directed by Eddie Kunowski, music composed by Luke Santi, produced by Five on a Match.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.